Oh, jeez. Why all of a sudden do I have to do more work? Why do I have to be in every episode? This is annoying. Welcome to the Pizza Bros Podcast. This is Riley. This is episode 36. Abandoned Baby?
On a slow weekday evening at Pizza Bros Chesterwood, Freddie, Riley, and Steve stare mindlessly at the store's old 1990s TV as a commercial plays. On the screen, two women in their 30s hold babies.
Wow, Paige, your baby is so cute, says the first woman.
Thanks, Kelly. Too bad your baby is so ugly, replies Paige.
I know. I wish my baby was cute like yours, responds Kaylee.
Well,
says Paige knowingly.
My baby used to be ugly until I started buying clothes from Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Watch what Bibbidi can do for you.
A bright light fills the screen, and now Kaylee's baby is also dressed in the same cute clothes.
Wow, so cute,
say both women, who are visibly pleased with how cute their babies now look.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo, now you can have a cute baby too. Find it at the Chesterwood Mall or get same-day delivery at rainforest.com,
says the announcer. The three's attention is broken by the sound of the front door opening. They turn and see a frazzled-looking woman walk in the door holding a baby carrier. The woman wears a shirt that says Bibbidi Bobbidi Mom. The baby wears a matching Bibbidi Baby outfit and a gigantic bow on her head, so large that it covers most of her face. As Riley, Steve, and Freddie ignore the customer and watch TV instead, the insider, Hank, saunters over to the counter.
Can I help you?
He asks. The frazzled woman sets the baby carrier down on a bench in the entryway and tries to place an order.
Hi, I need how many pizzas? Maybe like 10?
She says.
Okay, what size?
Asks Hank.
Well, I don't know, do you have any, gluten-free pizzas?
She asks.
Yeah, but they only come in one size,
replies Hank.
Okay, well, I have, a kid's birthday party, and I have, 20 kids to feed. Hang on. I have a list of food allergies somewhere in my purse.
She says as she roots through an oversized tote bag.
Where is it? Where is that? Oh, here it is.
She says as she finally finds what she's looking for.
Let's see.
She begins.
I have 3 kids who are allergic to gluten, 6 who are vegetarian, 4 who only eat vegan, and 2 more that are lactose intolerant. Do you guys have vegan cheese or something?
No, ma'am. We have mozzarella, 3 cheese, and 2 cheese blend,
says Hank.
Oh,
says the woman as her face goes blank. Hank thinks for a moment and comes up with a solution.
Maybe a pizza without cheese?
He offers helpfully.
A pizza without cheese? That's a little weird, right?
She questions.
Not as weird as that food allergy list,
Hank mutters to himself.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The woman asks.
I couldn't hear you over the pizza ovens.
Oh, nothing. Just thinking out loud,
replies an annoyed Hank. The woman ponders her choices for a moment.
You know what? I'll be right back. I'm going to go next door to the salad palace and see what they have. Kids like salad, right? Of course they do. Would you mind if I left my baby here? The carrier is so heavy. I'll only be a few minutes.
Hank thinks back to the most recent corporate training video he was forced to watch a few days ago. In it, the founder tells Hank,
"We always say yes to the customer."
Yes, that'd be no problem, ma'am,
replies Hank cheerfully.
Thank you so much,
says the woman who answers her cell phone and heads towards the salad palace next door.
Hello? Oh, yeah, I'm so going next door. That guy was totally an idiot.
Riley, bored with what's on TV, saunters over to Hank.
All right, Hank, I guess you could go home now. Looks like we're not going to get busy tonight,
says Riley.
Oh, okay, but there's something important I need to tell you,
Hank begins. Suddenly, several phone lines ring. Riley's attention is taken away from Hank as he answers the phone, and he doesn't hear Hank tell him that there is a baby in the restaurant. Hank hovers over Riley's shoulder, trying to get his attention.
Hold on a second,
Riley says to the customer.
How many times have I told you? You can't hang out here after work. Now get out of here. Go, scoot, scat,
yells Riley.
But,
protests Hank.
I said leave,
exclaims Riley as he returns his attention back to his phone call.
Now, what did you want?
Hank shrugs, clocks out, and heads home, leaving the unintended baby alone with Riley. Riley, Steve, and Freddie field phone call after phone call. The drivers run order after order through the back door in a frenzy. But somehow, in all the chaos, not one of them notices that the frazzled woman never returns for her baby. Much less that there was a baby in the store at all. Several hours later, Steve is ready to go home for the evening. Want to cut me? Asks Steve as he approaches Riley, who sits in the office pretending to do paperwork.
Just wait till Freddie gets back, then you can go,
says Riley as he returns his attention back to the paperwork that he works on.
Wah! Wah!
Cries the baby from the front of the store.
Geez, Steve, don't cry about it. Freddie will be back any second,
says Riley. That wasn't me, replies Steve.
What?
Asks Riley as he whips around in his chair.
I most definitely heard crying.
Suddenly, the baby cries again. In a panic, a confused Steve and Riley rush to discover the abandoned baby in the front of the store. What the? Yells Steve in surprise.
Who left a baby here? Where did it come from?
Asks a surprised Riley. This isn't mine. It has to be yours, replies Steve.
Mine? No way! I can barely get myself to work. Why would I also bring a baby?
Replies Riley defensively. The baby continues to cry.
What do we do with it?
Asks a panicked Steve.
No idea. How do we make it be quiet? This crying is giving me a headache,
replies Riley. Steve thinks for a moment. Maybe it's hungry, Steve offers.
Wah! Wah! Wah!
What do babies eat?
Riley asks. No idea. How about some pepperoni? Steve again offers.
Great idea. Everyone likes pepperoni,
agrees a clearly confused Riley. Steve and Riley grab a few pepperonis each. They stand behind the counter of the store, taking care to keep their distance from the clearly dangerous animal. They then softly pitch them at the baby's face, hoping this will quiet the baby down.
Wah! Wah! Wah!
But it doesn't work. The pepperonis hit the baby in the face and only make her cry louder. Cries the baby.
It's not working! Why isn't he eating the pepperoni? Asks Steve in a panic.
How should I know? I know even less about babies than you do!
Yells Riley. Steve crumples his face as he struggles to remember anything that he knows about babies.
Maybe it needs to be changed?
Offers Steve hesitantly.
Changed? What? Like it needs to go to therapy or something?
Therapy? What are you talking about? It's a baby!
Asserts Steve.
What? It's a valid question. My dad keeps telling me I need therapy. It clearly has emotional issues. All it does is cry,
replies an even more flustered Riley. Steve puts his hands over his face in frustration and sighs loudly.
No. Like, maybe it needs its diaper changed, clarifies Steve.
A look of horror creeps over Riley's face as he realizes the implications of Steve's suggestion.
No way. Nuh-uh. I am not changing that thing's diaper,
says Riley obstinately.
You can change it.
Me? I'm not the manager. You are, argues Steve.
No way. That's disgusting. I won't even clean the toilet here. You do it,
argues Riley.
Me?
Steve looks back over at the crying baby with horror on his face.
Ugh, fine,
he says as he resigns himself to his fate.
Wah! Wah! Wah!
Steve slowly creeps towards the baby, step by step, until he's face to face with the wild, crying beast. Steve looks at his opponent, sizes it up, and reaches down to grab it. Suddenly, Freddy flies in from the back room.
Hey, what's going on in here? What is all that noise?
He asks, over the sound of the crying baby. Steve freezes in his tracks, halfway bent over the crying baby.
Oh, baby, I love kids. What a cute bow. Where's her parents?
Asks Freddy. We just found it abandoned here. We're trying to figure out why it's crying, says Steve hesitantly.
Oh, I see. Let me take a look at her,
says Freddy in a calm voice. Steve scampers away from the baby as fast as he can.
Zoom!
Freddy walks straight up to the baby with no fear. He takes one look.
Hey, who put pepperoni on her?
He picks her up and gives her a sniff. She doesn't need to be changed. Maybe she's just hungry and wants to be helped. But either way, we need to get her home, says Freddy calmly.
Wow, you sure know a lot about kids,
admires Steve, who is visibly relieved that he's not responsible for the baby's care anymore.
I basically raised my little brothers and sisters. Don't you know I'm the oldest of 9?
Says Freddy casually.
You want a older?
Asks Freddy. Riley shakes his head no.
No way, keep that thing over there.
Steve thinks for a second. Sure, I'll hold her. Freddy gently gives the baby to Steve, who holds her carefully.
Huh, I guess she's not that scary after all, says Steve.
As Steve holds the baby, she stops crying and falls asleep in his arms.
So what do we do with her now?
He asks quietly.
Call the cops?
Cops? No way. Do you have any idea how much paperwork that'll make me do? Let's just wait for the parents to come back,
suggests Riley.
But we don't know who they are. What if some weirdo tries to come and take her? Replies Steve.
Take it? Who'd want a baby? All babies do is poop, cry, and sleep,
Riley replies.
Poop, cry, and sleep, Steve repeats. I know. Let's call Dennis. He'll know what to do.
Steve calls Dennis. Dennis's phone rings in his basement apartment. He picks up the phone and sees Steve's profile picture.
Mm-mm. No way. You're not calling me into work this late. Ignore.
Dennis puts his phone down and returns to organizing his model airplane collection. Back at the store, Steve hears on his phone.
We're sorry. This person has a voicemail box that has not been set up. Goodbye.
Dang, says Steve.
Maybe we can build a baby playpen in the back room and keep her as our store baby. You know, Jenny's always telling me how much she likes kids. I bet she'd be excited to have a store baby.
Freddy leans over to Riley and whispers, Man, he's dense. Can I just tell him?
Why? It's way funnier that he doesn't know.
Whispers Riley back. Steve frowns as they whisper to each other, but his attention is directed back to the baby.
If you two want, I could, take care of it.
Offers Freddy as his tone changes from sweet to sounding like a mobster.
Take care of it?
Asks Riley, taken aback.
Yeah, as a favor, I could, take care of it for you guys, but you'd both owe me a favor,
says Freddy as his gangster tendencies rise to the surface.
A favor? Oh no, no way, no,
replies Riley.
But it's either that or wait for her parents to come back. We have no idea how to figure out who that even is,
insists Steve.
Well, we're not keeping the stupid thing,
says Riley as he looks at the baby with disgust. Suddenly, the baby grabs Riley's ponytail and sticks it in her mouth.
Oh, jeez. Disgusting! Now I have to wash my hair!
Yells Riley. He grabs the baby from Steve's arms and thrusts it towards Freddy.
Ugh, fine. I'll owe you a favor. Just get rid of the thing. Yuck!
Consider it taken care of,
says Freddy, who takes the baby and the carrier out the back of the store, never to be seen again. As Freddy drives off into the night, Riley and Steve return to cleaning the store, horrified at what they just did. Their imaginations run wild of all the things that Freddy could have done.
What do you think Freddy did with the baby?
Steve asks with sadness.
I don't know. And I don't care,
says Riley as he pretends to not feel guilty.
Oh, I hope he didn't give her to an orphanage that runs a sweatshop in a third world country, says Steve.
Sweatshop? Psht! More like he gave it concrete shoes and made it swim with the fishes.
Riley pauses in silence, horrified by what he just said.
Oh no! What did we do? We're monsters!
Cries Riley aloud. The two of them look at each other with guilt on their faces and pout. Little do they know, across town at that very moment, Freddie and his associate Joey were meeting with one of Joey's inside men on the Chesterwood Police Department.
So can you help us out with a little problem?
Joey asks. Officer Danvers looks at the little girl in her bibbidi-bobbidi-boo clothing.
This baby again? I know exactly where she goes. If I didn't know better, I'd assume this lady thinks her baby is ugly and is trying to ditch it somewhere.
The end.
I don't know about you, but I'm a little relieved to find out, you know, Freddie did the right thing.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I was having a major meltdown in the back room there.
Do you think he'll still hold us to the favor thing? Because I'm a little scared of him.
Really? You're scared of him? He always brings me like burritos and stuff.
Don't tell him that. Don't tell myself.
Oh, I won't tell him, but all right. Well, we'll find out in the future, won't we?
I guess we will.
So that's the end of Abandoned Baby. Thank you guys for listening to the Pizza Bros podcast. Don't forget to visit therealpizzabros.com to stay up to date with everything that's going on here. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you can be up to date with every new episode as it comes out. And remember, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and send this to your friends. Because remember, without you, we'd have zero audience.
Zero.